Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, my friends, I'm very happy to report that I am marked safe from any Chinese rocket debris that could have come down in California as a Chinese rocket exploded as it re-entered the atmosphere. But what I'm not marked safe from is rising crime, inflation, foreign policy that's putting us on the road to World War III, maybe? We just don't know, folks. But those are the things that we really, really have to watch out for. And, of course, well, I do look up just in case. But welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday edition is here, is upon us. I'm just going to say launching at this very moment as we launch the Thursday edition. Glad to be with you. Of course, we have so much to tell you about, so much to talk about, and so much to do on this Thursday morning that I don't even know where to start. But obviously, of course, we are going to start somewhere. But first, we're going to welcome you to the show again. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, you can head over to my home website, which is KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, we always love to get your direct messages. And I'll tell you what, folks, as I said, I have been marked safe from that Chinese rocket exploding somewhere over California. But as I said, we're not safe from all of these things that are happening as a result of these terrible, terrible policies of the Biden administration. Donald Trump seems to be leading, at least according to some of these new polls, in six of the swing states. But Joe Biden will take you to task for that. We've got the audio clip of that, plus much more as we start this morning. I do want, though, to begin with an update. Of course, of what's happening in Taiwan. According to CNN, there have been at least 100 people trapped. They were able to free them. We understand about 1,000 people have been injured in this. The worst earthquake, of course, in Taiwan's history in the last 25 years. Also, they've had some very strong aftershocks, including a 6.4 magnitude aftershock. There have been multiple aftershocks, of course. And one was as strong as 7, aftershocks as strong as 7 can be expected in this. Now, of course, living in earthquake country, if you have a 7.4 or 7.7, I mean, this is literally a huge earthquake. 6.4, nothing to sneeze at either. And that would be the aftershock, for goodness sakes. The epicenter, of course, as we know, was Hualien County. It's home to about 300,000 people of the 23 million that live on the island of Taiwan. But rescue efforts continue. They're continuing to assess those buildings that essentially toppled over and were left hanging at precarious angles, like 45 degree angles and so forth. So this is something, folks, that is just absolutely a real disaster. And our thoughts and prayers, our total support goes out to our friends in Taiwan this morning. All right. Well, as we said, there's a lot to talk about. There is something I want to bring to your attention sort of first off today. And this is an interesting article, an interesting report on Breitbart. And it has to do with the United States, its policy towards Israel, and what the heck is going on here. I think that's a really good question. Because we have seen the general deterioration, I think, of the relationship that we have with Israel, that the United States has enjoyed with Israel for its modern era, right, the modern day of Israel since 1948. And, you know, sometimes closer, sometimes a little further apart, but always there, always solid, always stalwart. And just the other day, we had that speech from Charles Schumer, which really began to seriously redefine our relationship with Israel. Well, this article in Breitbart is really quite alarming. And we'll talk about it a little bit here, and we'll, especially as we go through the program, and we'll also ask Denise Simon about this as well in hour number three. But according to the article to this piece, it says, the Biden White House is attempting to overthrow the elected government of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu using a four-part plan that reportedly involves the United Nations and left-wing activists in Israel. So this is a pretty bold statement. Now, you might say, well, of course, they're anti-Israel. They're especially anti-Netanyahu. But if you actually have a plan or you can start to define what's happening, well, that is taking it a step further. That's more than simply trying to placate some constituencies, for example, in Michigan, and trying to do that kind of thing and thread that political needle as we go through election season. Back to the article. The report published by columnist Caroline Glick at the Jewish News Syndicate cites text messages from activist Ami Dror, which first were reported by Israel's Channel 14, the equivalent of Fox News, in the local Israeli media. Glick wrote, based on what he referred to as a conversation with his contacts in the White House, Dror set out in granular detail the White House four-part plan to overthrow the government. The components involved actions on the ground in Gaza, the use of the UN Security Council, extortion of government ministers, and mass protests. In his words, quote, government ministers are receiving messages from, quote, American friends that they will be accused of war crimes. You see where this is going? What was the reaction of the White House to the terrible calamity where you had the aid workers that were killed? Well, they were shocked and they were outraged by it. If a friend makes a mistake, I could see that you could be shocked. But if you know that friend did not have an evil intention, you may not be outraged at them. That's what I'm talking about. But when we come back from the break, everybody, we'll continue on this here a little bit because this is really quite telling. It really does begin to lay the foundation as to why the United States' official policy against Israel can morph so very quickly. Again, because it's an election year. And also because many on the left, well, let's face it, they're just not pro-Israel. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You're listening to Power One.
So the Wall Street Journal is saying that Trump is ahead in six swing states. And as we mentioned, Dr. Jill would love to beg to differ with that. And I think over there at CBS, they learned the lesson. You don't cross Dr. Jill. I think that's might be the message. All right, folks. Well, our message to you is welcome back to the program. Welcome back as we continue through this Thursday edition. And you know what's great about Thursday? Thursday, of course, we can start to really see the weekend because really it's almost Friday. I mean, it's practically Friday. So whatever it is that you're doing, you got that going for you. It's practically Friday, which means it's almost the weekend. All right. Well, speaking of the greatness of Thursday, today, our music on the program is going to be Throwback Thursday. We'll do that, of course, in the first and second hour of the show, a little before the top of the hour when we play a song to help kind of get you through the early morning hours, get you through whatever you're doing out there. If you're working your job, if you're working a shift, if you're driving a truck, if you're making deliveries, law enforcement, first responder, what have you. Well, it's our pleasure. It's fun to have some great music as we go through the early morning hours, and we'll also take a look at some of the national weather as well at that time. But once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. All right, so we were talking right before the end of the first segment about this very interesting article in Breitbart today, and it has to do with the notion that the U.S. government, or the Biden administration, I think more specifically, is running some kind of gambit, according to one particular opinion here, that they're trying to get rid of the Benjamin Netanyahu government. They've got a four-part plan. It involves the United Nations, left-wing activists in Israel. Also, it involves having people contact various
Israeli officials and explain to them that, you know, they could be, you know, charged with war crimes. They, or at least could be accused, I should say, of war crimes. That's something that's going on again here with how everything is now being perceived by, of Israel's operations into Gaza, and even more specifically into Rafah as well. And Israel said they're going to go it alone. Now, of course, we have this much larger issue of Israel and Iran. Iran has promised there's going to be retaliations. All of this is going to be escalatory. So where we're going to be next week is really anybody's guess at this point, I should think. So that's why we're watching this very closely. Also, this has a lot to do with the way that the far left functions, the way that it thinks, the way that it perceives not just this, you know, larger foreign policy sort of thing, but the way that it perceives you and me and the country and everybody across the highways and byways. So this is a very interesting window into exactly what we're dealing with in this election season. That's why it's so important, not just from the presidential ticket level, but on down, whatever, whoever is representing you in the Senate, who's ever representing you in the House, who's ever representing you at the state level, at the local level. This is why this is all so important. This is one particular fight that's going on. And there, I've just used the word fight. Oh, no, now I've used that. Now I've done it. I've used some kind of violent rhetoric. No, of course not. We all know what we're talking about. We all know exactly what needs to be done. We need to get out there, and we need to vote. And you will hear about, from Dr. Jill here in a bit, we've got an audio clip, about the choices. You know, the choices. Well, yes, you're darn tootin', there are choices. And the choices are really, could never have been more clearly defined in what is happening, not just in our country, but in our world. So let's get back to this very interesting article. Based on what he referred to as a conversation with his contacts at the White House, and again, this is an activist, I believe, Amy Dror, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Based on his conversation with contacts at the White House, Dror set out in granular detail the White House's four-point plan to overthrow the government. The components involved actions in on the ground in Gaza, the use of the UN Security Council, extortion of government ministers, and mass protests. So you kind of see where this is going. I mean, you're literally going to create chaos in all of this. In his words, government ministers are receiving messages from, quote, American friends that they will be accused of war crimes. Under our radar, the U.S. and the EU have framed the hunger in northern Gaza as a war crime. This is an excuse for seizing control over the territory from Israel, parachuting food continuously, including by the German military, and building a port. Remember that from the State of the Union? But the words, quote, potential indictment, unquote, for all members of the government of destruction is the clincher. How does it work? There are many members of the government that don't want to lose their physical or economic freedom. The immediate targets are billionaire economy minister Nir Barkat, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, by freezing assets and turning the millionaire into a wanted man. And Haredi parties, they and their communities worldwide have many properties. Ministers in the government will become potential fugitives if they don't enable the formation of a government without the Khanists. Don't be surprised if Shah's party leader Arey Deri and the Al-Dadan, I've got to pronounce these names very, it's very different. The Israeli head minister Itzhak Goldenpoff, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, which I don't think that I am, bring down the government soon. The Haredi draft is just an excuse. Their cronies in America don't want to get in trouble with Uncle Sam. And the most important thing, us, and you and President Biden's request from us, the American method of dealing with misbehaving states includes the destruction, economic and legal, that is centered on the leadership on the one hand and driving a wedge between the nation and the leadership. In our case, for this to work, the nation of Israel must show in the streets that it's fighting the leadership. The American administration needs to see the nation in Israel fighting the government of Israel. The text messages were first reported on March 17th, a few days after, and this is key, a few days after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel to oust Netanyahu, and President Joe Biden endorsed Schumer's statements. Several days later, the Biden administration took the extraordinary step of allowing a United Nations Security Council resolution to pass that accepted Hamas's terms, ceasefire first, then hostage releases, and isolated Israel. So you can kind of see what's happening here. This is the pattern, and this may be a blueprint that is now being shown to us about this. And so, again, I bring this up because it is a window into what the end game may be for the Biden administration in all of this. Again, they are absolutely petrified about the election, about the, for lack of a better term, the Muslim community, Islamic community that is really starting to make some real waves for the Biden administration. And they, of course, we talk about these communities in Michigan. There are other places as well. But this kind of pandering to us seems just like that. It just seems like pandering. It seems like this is something that they're just doing for the election. But it does go deeper than that, it seems. If we don't have a resolute support for Israel, whether you're a Republican administration or a Democrat administration, it means that the very foundations of even the projection of our interests in throughout the world, but also especially the Middle East, can really start collapsing. Because I'll tell you this, my friends, by trying to isolate Israel, by trying to switch sides literally in all of this, in my opinion, will not create the kind of euphoric happiness for countries like Iran, for groups like Hamas. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you something else that is absolutely going to flip your lid from that old, and that's what, does that come from, like the 60s, I think, 50s or 60s maybe? It's going to flip your lid when I tell you what they're thinking about the Houthis. They're going to ask them to stop. Like no one thought of that. You know, why haven't we just asked them to stop? I'll tell you what they're going to say, why they're going to say it, and why this is another major malfunction. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. A powerful 7.4 earthquake has resulted in the loss of nearly a dozen lives in Taiwan, with more than 900 people injured. Concerns continue that the death toll could rise as dozens are trapped in highway tunnels in the aftermath of the most powerful earthquake to hit the island in 25 years. Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee have significantly bolstered their financial resources, raising close to $66 million in March. Trump's campaign and the RNC disclosed the fundraising achievement, marking a notable increase from the first 2 months of the year. The future of a Texas immigration law now rests with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. Wednesday, the three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted both the federal government and Texas's legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So you know, if you're using a computer, and it's a Windows-based computer, it's probably Windows 10, right? But did you know that in October of 2025, they're going to come to what they call the end of life on Windows 10, which means end of support, and it looks like you'll be able to order support basically for the next year or two or three after that, but it's going to get more expensive progressively each year. They want everybody to go over to Windows 11, and a lot of people have, and a lot of people buying brand new PCs will likely have Windows 11 pre-installed already, but Windows 11 is very persnickety on the kinds of equipment and processors that it can run on. So the vast majority of PCs out there right now that are happily running Windows 10 are not going to be able to be upgraded to Windows 11 because they won't be on the approved hardware list. Now, as I understand, you could probably install it anyway, but they can say, well, this isn't going to work, and you're going to have a lot more crashes and these kinds of things. But and by the way, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're going through the Thursday edition here. But my concern about this is that there are so many PCs out there that won't be upgraded by the time, and the reason they're doing this, by the way, is that Windows 11 has better security and the newer processors allow it to function much more securely, this kind of stuff. That's why they won't use the older processors. But that, to me, means that there's going to be a lot of people out there who will stop getting security updates and they won't pay for it, and you're going to have a lot more vulnerabilities. So I don't know what Microsoft is going to do. They've now said that they are going to start charging. It's going to be like 41. It's going to vary depending if you're a company or if you're an individual, if you have corporate licensing, this kind of thing. But nevertheless, the whole upshot of this is that if you can upgrade, you probably should. and certainly by October of next year. It'll be here before you know it, I'm just saying. But at any rate, folks, again, welcome back to the program. Let's listen to Mark Penn. He was appearing on Hannity's program, and he was talking about their own polls, the Harris polls, but he was talking about how Trump is winning by 2 to 5 points in swing states for them. Wall Street Journal is saying Trump is leading in 6 swing states right now. I just want to preface this. I want you to hear what Mark Penn has to say, because then we're going to hear Dr. Jill. Dr. Jill is going to refute everything in just one breath, evidently. Let's listen in to Mark Penn.
When you look at our polls, the Harris poll, really Trump's by winning about by 2 points, which means he's winning by 2 to 5 in a lot of the swing votes, swing states, and I think that's exactly what you see. I think the key swing voters are going to be these suburban women voters, and they are going to be cross-pressured between the economy that they don't see as good and what they see as a fundamental right to abortion. And in Florida now, given that DeSantis put in a 6-week bill, they're now going to be on the ballot a 23-week bill. So the choice isn't going to be 15 weeks or not. It's going to be 6 or 23. And this could bring a lot of Democrats out in Florida. So this is a good issue for the Democrats in this current political environment in a close race where Trump is leading.
So that's a very, very interesting quote right there. Number one, Trump is leading. But also that abortion issue, that abortion question is not going to go away anytime soon. In fact, we got a couple great calls about this on yesterday's program as well. The abortion issue is going to become central to the Democrat campaign, to most Democrat campaigns. Why is that? Well, because it works. And I'll just tell you that right out. I mean, that's part of the strategy. If they can reduce the election, kind of how they did during the midterms, if they can reduce the election down to a one issue like that, especially such a volatile issue like abortion, well, then they are going to be able to literally work miracles for their numbers, I think. Now, the economy, foreign policy, crime, the border, you name it, everything else is going haywire. But they have, and the Democrats are, if nothing else, they're great at messaging. They're great at coalescing. And so that's why to navigate this minefield is going to be very, very difficult, especially for Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump, you heard Mark Penn there talking about the suburban moms or the suburban women, basically, that they are, you know, going to be looking at this very closely as well. But I'm telling you, that a lot of the suburban women that I hear from, they are not happy with Trump only because they seem to just dislike him. So that's another mountain that Trump's got to get over. Now, fortunately, we're not at the election point yet, because we still got to go through these next few months and we still got to, you know, see what's going to be unfolding here in the future. But our hope would be is that people would really start to coalesce as we get towards the election, because then they have to get down to the nitty-gritty. They have to get down to the part where now they're going to have to make a decision. They're going to have to make a decision about whether or not we're going to continue to unleash the chaos. And if you think it's chaotic right now, you ain't seen nothing yet, I hate to say. It can get a lot worse. It is getting a lot worse with Israel and the Hamas conflict. It's going to get a lot worse now because it's going to expand with Iran in some way, shape, or form. It may expand. The Ukraine war can expand quite easily. We just talked the other day about the Poland official saying it's very, very tense. You know, they're actually using the term World War III. I mean, they're doing these kinds of things in anticipation of the chaos continuing to get out of control. I can't think of a better way to get the chaos to get out of control than to keep having Joe Biden as president. And I'm just going to say that. What also is incredibly scary is the idea that Joe Biden, even in and of himself, may not be making these policy decisions. Nobody believes he's sitting in the Oval Office calling everybody in one at a time or by groups or whatever, and laying down the law and say, here's my policy. This is what we're going to do. Now you go over there and you do that. Now you go over there and do that. And you, Pete Buttigieg, go out and try to insult people about how they don't want electric cars. And we'll get to that, by the way, too. I mean, come on. Really? Are you going to? That's how you win friends and influence people, is by insulting them, I guess. All right. Well, talking about winning friends and influencing people, here's Dr. Jill. She was on CBS Mornings. CBS Mornings, and the interviewer begins to talk to her about these swing state polls. And he says, you know, President Trump is leading in these swing state polls, and she will not have that. She will not let him finish the question. And she just kind of lays into him a little bit. Let's listen in.
He's losing in all the battleground states.
No, he's not losing in all the battleground states. He's coming up, and he's even or doing better. So, you know what? Once people start to focus in and they see their two choices, it's obvious that Joe will win this election.
I'm winning five polls in a row. I'm winning five polls in a row, five of them. Go count them. You know, this is what happened just the other day, right, with Joe Biden outside the airplane and everything. But Dr. Jill, in fact, let's just back that up again, just for kicks. Let's back that back up. And here you have the interviewer. He's trying to set the stage. And I'm sure the question would go something like this. Joe Biden is losing in six of these swing states. Trump is ahead in six of these, as I should say. And, you know, how does this affect the campaign? What do you think the campaign is going to do? Where do you think all this is going? He was trying to a great degree, he may have even been trying to tee that up for her. To say, okay, now you can knock that thing out of the park. But what she did didn't come off the right way at all. Because she didn't want him to even finish the question. That's how tense they are. That's how scared they are. That's how undone they are about this whole thing. Let's listen one more time.
He's losing in all the battleground states.
No, he's not losing in all the battleground states. He's coming up, and he's even or doing better. So, you know what? Once people start to focus in and they see their two choices, it's obvious that Joe will win this election.
All right. Well, she really, really, really wants to stay in the White House. I think that much is just obvious. No, he's coming up. Is he coming up, or is he even, or is he not losing? Which of those things are those? He says he's losing. No, he's not. He's not losing. He's coming up. And then, he's even. Again, desperation. This is what we hear in their voice. But then somebody else goes along and goes, yeah. That's right. It's all going to be okay. Okay, stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We've got a great song. Do not go anywhere.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It's Thursday. And I got to tell you, it's always good advice from Billy Joel right there. Always good advice. Tell her about it. And sometimes you just want to make that happen. So, you know, you got to go for the gusto sometimes. All right, folks, welcome back. As we said, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. Also this morning, we hope everything's going well with Richard the Marine. We typically hear from him in hour number one from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. So we do hope everything's going well for Richard this morning. Semper Fi. Welcome to everybody, of course, listening to us on AM 860, The Answer. Welcome to everybody on AM 930, everybody along the GCN network. Thanks to GCN, they work very hard for the program, as I always say, because it's true. And then also they distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. Also, they have the great live stream that we have there on the homepage, KyleWarrenShow.com, the Wizards at GCN, created a wonderful live link for us where you can listen to the program, and after we go off the air for the morning, you can listen to the program continually as that live stream replays the program. And then also, we want to welcome everybody who's finding this show on TalkStreamLive.com. We want to welcome everybody listening on TalkStream Live. All right, well, as we said, we always have a great song lined up for this portion of the show, and today is no different. It is Thursday. It is Throwback Thursday, which means we kind of go a little bit more on the way back machine a little bit and dip into maybe, you know, the area of the 70s, maybe the 60s and so forth. And one day we'll do like the 50s. You know, we'll do something like that. We'll do like Buddy Holly or something like that. That'd be kind of cool. But this morning we've got a great song. Came out in 1972.
And it is all, it is just iconic. It's just iconic. And the artist is no less than iconic. Still here today, but this particular song with its very distinctive instrumentation, I think it's the clavichord or something like that, the claves. This is Stevie Wonder, and this is Superstition. I just love the brass section in here. I mean, just literally everything. You know, listeners to the program know that every once in a while, I will declare a perfect record. And I actually do think that this qualifies. It's just so good. And the way that everything just goes together, Stevie Wonder, the whole nine yards, it is amazing. And I remember this song, too, from back when I was little and everything. And it does bring back memories, and it does make you smile. I remember hearing a story from Paul McCartney, who worked with Stevie Wonder with Ebony and Ivory back in the 80s, you might call that song. And I think that he said, you know, Stevie came to the studio, and they were working and this kind of thing. And it just cut to the chase, just paraphrasing here, Paul McCartney. And he says that, well, he missed some note on the bass or something. He played something he probably didn't want to play at that moment. And he said, Stevie, he picks up on everything. He goes, you missed that note. I think he described him as saying he is music. And for Paul McCartney to tell you that, I mean, or to make that kind of statement, as I recall, that is pretty, pretty darn cool. All right. Well, let's take a look at some of our national weather here real quick, folks. We've got this from the National Weather Service. Winter storm impacts begin over much of the interior northeast and parts of central New England tonight. Winter storm, excessive rainfall possible over the coastal northeast tonight. Heavy snow over the Sierra Nevada on Thursday. high winds from the Great Basin to the Four Corners region on Thursday and Friday. We'll take a quick look here at some of the precipitation that we see. Now, 24 hours ago, we were looking at some precipitation up near Seattle. That's mostly moved out. There's a little bit down there near Astoria in Washington. Eugene, Oregon, you've got rain and some rain mixed with snow. Medford, Oregon, same story. A little bit going down into northern California down Interstate 5, but it's going to stop north of Redding. But if you're in the northern, central, and even southern, well, if you're in Idaho, basically, you're going to have some weather. That is for sure, but certainly in the northern part coming over I-90, that means 4th of July pass, of course. Then also the northwestern part of Montana, our friends in Missoula, our friends in Helena, Butte, Great Falls, Cutback, Glasgow up near U.S. Highway 2, I believe. You've got rain and weather and so forth right now. Also, southern Idaho, you've got all kinds of rain coming out of Boise down towards Twin Falls. And that's going to dip down a little bit into northern Nevada. And speaking of Nevada, our friends in Reno right now, you've got rain in that area and also some snow just south. But that snow mixed with rain is going to extend across the border into California. So that means Donner Pass could certainly be impacted by this. And then just north of Mammoth Lakes and north of Merced, we've got a band of rain and some snow coming through there up towards Markleville, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Now, also, we'll take a look again into Indiana. You've got rain mixed with snow through parts of the central parts there, a little bit into the northwest. You've got rain covering a lot of Kentucky right now, in various little patches, basically. And then you've got some rain over in West Virginia near Beckley and northeast of Charleston right now. But if you're in Lexington, Kentucky, you've got all kinds of rain. New York City, all kinds of rain. Eastern Pennsylvania, rain mixed with snow. This is going to be the same story up into most of eastern and central New York State. If you're in Boston right now, you've got rain mixed with snow. That's for sure. New Hampshire, snow. Vermont, snow for over most of the state there. So it's pretty much going to be confined to about the lower two-thirds of Vermont, it looks like, right now. But just be careful because all this shifts around. And Maine has snow as well. So please do be careful out there, everybody. We want you to get there in one piece. We'll take another quick look at the weather next hour. But first, we have to climb up to the top of the hour news. We're going to hear updates on everything, and we'll come back. We'll talk about everything as the show progresses through the early morning hours across America. Once again, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. Find out more about the show. And we are going to come right back after the news. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.